B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets it blocked. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Yo, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slammed up.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Everybody, well, happy June 1st. In a very difficult time, I want to take a moment today and really talk about the events of this weekend. Listen, as a sports law coach for 20 years, opinion is the most effective tool for my job. Today, I offer no opinion. Other than the one that may be obvious, but somehow is so elusive. No matter race, creed, ethnicity, we are equal in the eyes of God. And until we achieve that base equality, there's going to be unrest. There should never be a time when a man or a woman should feel hunted when they walk out their front door. I watched in horror, like everyone else did, the George Floyd video. It was like witnessing a public lynching. And I weep for him and his family and for anyone that has endured such atrocity because of their skin color or ethnicity. Part of evolution is creating a society that promotes unity. Now, I think about Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, right? The city I love, I truly, truly love this city. I feel a connection to it like no other. I left once and I came back, and it's probably why I'm still here, raising my family here. The violence and the looting that took place was shameful. It skewed and it colored the meaning of a worthy protest. I saw the footage of Chestnut Street, west of Broad Street, and all the people and the chaos and the shops being looted. And it's interesting, I immediately thought of the last time I was on Chestnut Street, that side of Broad Street, with all those people. It was the night the Eagles won the Super Bowl. And that night, I saw a unity like no other. I saw people hugging one another. I saw joy in their faces. When they looked at one another, they didn't see anything in their brethren except green, Eagles green. And that's also why I love sports. The people who love them and follow their teams, they come together organically. There's no holier than thou or front pew bias, as in religion. There's no economic divide. It's just real, honest, organic togetherness. And I think about that night, and I think about all those people, and I think about the power of togetherness and what that feels like. And I think about how empowering unity, what it's like when we come together as a people, what we can achieve as a people. That's what I think about when people come together. I watched Chris Watson, the police chief from Flint, Michigan. And I saw him put down his protective gear and walk with the protesters. And the outpouring of love. And how the next 2 days there were no fires, there were no arrests. It was unity. Then I watched, I saw on the news, the man, the black man who was afraid to walk his dog. And I saw all those people, most of them white, walking with him. And then he posted on his Instagram, "Look who has my back." And it was enough to bring into tears. The unity of people. And throughout this chaos, there has been so many, many instances of that. And that's what we strive for. We need to strive for unity. So that's my only opinion today, which I understand is not novel, and it's probably trite. But all I can really say is we need to talk. And sports has always been the common ground, and it has allowed us the conversation. So where better to have a conversation than on a sports radio station? I'm here. I want to talk to you. What happened this weekend? What you're feeling? I just want you to keep in mind empathy towards your fellow Philadelphian, Delaware Valleyan American. Good morning, Junis.
Hello, Anthony.
How are you, buddy?
I can't say good, right? Like the
right.
You know, everything that happened this weekend, I can't say good. It was a tough weekend, and you know, it got to the point where I texted people that I know that live in the city, like, "Hey, I know I'm not that far. Like, I'm in Manayunk, but if you need a place to stay, like, because you might want to get out of there, like, my house is open." And it's scary that it got to that point.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it got to the point where I had to reach out to people and say, hey, if you feel... And a lot of those people responded with thanks, but I already went to my parents' house in this neck of the woods or in this neck. Like, people had already left. And the sad thing is, and you touched on it, is it takes away from what the overall message was to begin with. Like, a lot of news sources and a lot of people on whatever side of politics or whatever they believe, they keep on pointing at the rioting and the looting. And you know what? It's not good, and it's not really solving anything. But the overall message that started the weekend, the peaceful protest with people in arms together, like you mentioned, the group of white individuals that helped walk a black man's dog, right? Because he was afraid to go out by himself. There was a man that I saw on Twitter in Philly that wore a t-shirt that on the back that said, if you feel threatened, stand behind me, right? And he was a white man. And it's like that kind of stuff, it sends a message like, oh my God, we actually have to wear t-shirts like that. But it also sends a message of, yes, unity. There are people that are trying to come together united. And unfortunately, there is moments like the burning of buildings, not just cop cars, buildings. There's a three-story building in Philadelphia that was set on fire. Like that,
no, listen,
that takes away.
We wake up on a Monday morning.
Yes.
June the 1st, and there's National Guard in front of historical monuments.
Yes.
National Guard with weapons. You know, we always think that in America, we're immune to this. That's for other countries. Until you're a black man in America and you know, there's injustice.
Right.
And to the point where you can't take it anymore. And listen, it's with every ethnicity and race. I mean, people throughout time have had to endure awful, awful prejudice. The problem, Andrew, and when you look at it, it goes back to unity, right? It goes back to, not, and again, I understand that, you know, it's a little utopian. But the big picture, just fairness, right? Fairness needs to, that needs to be the base platform. It's awful. I mean, it's disturbing and it's awful. When you look and you see, you know, American cities burn.
Yeah.
It's
I mean, I couldn't stop watching the news over the weekend.
Yeah.
Like I was like when it was time to go to bed, I was almost happy, right? Cuz like
no, it's painful.
I stopped watching the news.
Like, yeah, no, it's really painful. It really is. It's to see it like to see you know how, you know, It's so fragile. It's you know, our society is so fragile, and the only remedy is to come together. You look at it, and you know, I've heard of other groups involved in the looting and the violence,
right?
And there's no doubt that there are external forces trying to divide us. George Soros has been trying to divide us forever, divide this country with propaganda and the dark web and all that stuff, you know. And this is the time where we cannot be divided. We have to stand together. We have to stand behind one another. When we see injustice, we have to rush toward injustice, and we have to fight against injustice, and we have to listen to each other. So today, we need to talk about what's going on and what you saw and what life is like, whether you're an African-American male or a woman, no matter what ethnicity you're from or your background is, and what's going on in your world and what your fears are. Andrew and I are here, and we want to listen to you. And I keep going back to it, Andrew. I go back to that night the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Is there no greater feeling than when you feel connected to a group of people in a positive way? Is there no greater feeling than that?
No, I mean, that you're right.
I mean, that night the Eagles won the Super Bowl. I remember hugging. I must have hugged. Like, we just saw Eagle fans.
Yeah, there's no color, right? You said, the only color is green.
Right. Right. There's no ethnicity. I don't care where you're from. It's not just black, white. You know, whether you're from Mexico or the Middle East or Asia or wherever you're from, we just saw each other. Eagle fans, right? Like, it was that common ground. That's why I love sports, man. Because it's so much bigger, and there's an honesty about it. Not the games themselves and the people who run them and play them, but those who follow them. I wrote that book years ago, The Sunday Pilgrimage, because I equated it to more of a religious awakening. Right? Because it happened by a river, like the Great Awakening happened by the Gasper River. So this happened by the St. Charles River in Jacksonville when the Eagles went to the Super Bowl, which was on yesterday. And I thought about that moment of all these people flying down, flocking down, and just being together for this, like, incredible experience. And it dawned on me that, you know, it's more powerful than a religion in the sense that there's no politics, right? There's no in sports. In sports fandom, there is no politics. There is no economic divide. There's none of that. It's just like we're all Eagle fans and we're all together. It's why when you go to another country and you immerse yourself in that culture and you are embraced. Now, it's important that you need to be embraced by that culture. And you are open and immerse yourself in it. Why? That's a beautiful feeling. Because you've connected beyond yourself and you've connected beyond your own culture. Right?
Yeah, this is very, very well said.
You are Lithuanian.
Yes.
And you're an American Lithuanian.
Yes.
Lithuanian American. And so when you go to Lithuania, there's a natural connection to you, but still, it's a foreign world to you.
Right, yeah.
And then when you immerse yourself in it, you go, wow, this is awesome, right? I'm sure you've been to other places. Wherever places you go, it's why I've always been, the two things I love in life are sports and travel. I love meeting new people and seeing new places and being immersed in culture, different cultures. It's the greatest education. It's the greatest feeling when you connect to something outside of yourself. All right, lots to do. We want to talk to you all day long. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975 is how you reach us. It's Cuz Radio with Chunas. just getting started. Right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Today's a day that we need to start the healing. We need to listen to one another. And I urge you to do that. To put aside all biases and just listen to each other. Try to be as empathetic as you can to one another. That was a, as we know, extremely disturbing images that Saturday took place here. And yesterday. And it's important to begin to foster a real, honest to goodness unity. I want you to think about that for a second. I want you to think about, and I'm going to keep using this, I'm using sports as a jump off in that you can relate to that. It's relatable. You understand what it is. You've witnessed it. Right? You've witnessed it. You've seen it. You felt it. Go back, and I want you to think about when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, and if you were out that night in the city or wherever, and you celebrated with everyone. I go back to it. It was such a joyous time. People in tears, hugging each other. It was truly amazing. Share and passing. He would talk about, you know, coronavirus. I do think the virus, Andrew has said something also to do because people felt pent up, and so it's almost like a champagne cork that explodes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a lot to it. I heard somebody bring it up this morning, even the $1,200 check, right? Like, that may have helped for like a minute, right? But that's not going to help over a period of months. And people that are out of jobs, I know a lot of people are upset by, and that could have, you know.
My God, the economic pressures on everybody. You know, I mean, all those factors, you know, it also, you know, it adds to all this stuff and it makes it combustible. I mean, that's very real. But I go back to that night, the Eagles won the Super Bowl. You were at Temple?
No, when
I
was.
I say you're at Temple. Where were you that you were working?
Yeah, I ended up working.
That was your first night, right?
Right. I didn't go on until 2 in the morning, so I had a few hours. Obviously, I wasn't going to be able to make it into the city and back in time. There was no way. But I did make it down to Main Street in Manioc. And it was packed. I mean, it was obviously not like Broad Street, but it was flooded. And you know, I got like the diet version of it, right? I got Celebration Light. But still, it was people of all races, all colors, you name it, coming together and celebrating, and it was just an amazing moment.
Yeah, it was. It was beautiful. I keep going back to that moment as a launch point. We could be together to celebrate our football team. That's a lesson for us. Let's get to the phone lines. Talk to everyone. Let's go to Carl. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Carl.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Yo, Carl, how are you?
Oh, man, first and foremost, I want to just start off and say, man, you know, with these times now, man, I know we have a lot of people that's feeling for the black community, but I want people to not forget about the white community that's suffering from this as well. I mean, the history books, we can go back, man, they wiped out the history of all the whites that risked or lost their lives for the Underground Railroad to flourish, you know what I mean, and make it through. It's sad because this is just what power, people in power do. They keep all of us at the bottom and we fight amongst each other, not even knowing the truth about things, you know? So I just want to commend you guys and thank you for, you know, for what you're doing today.
Oh my God, Carl. I mean, listen, we love this. We love this city. We're Philadelphians, right? Like whether you live Lehigh Valley or you live in Center City or you live in North Philly, South Philly, whatever it is, we're Philadelphians. We're together,
right,
man.
Together.
You know, besides just being Americans, we're together.
No matter what, in Philly, and we Philly strong. No matter what, simple tough, simple tough. You know what I mean? Like that's what we represent. And it's crazy because you know, you're Italian, right?
Yeah.
So you know, I listen like you know, Mike, Mister, all you guys, man. Like I mean, you're from the slums, man. Like you're from the tough communities, like Roxboro, Manayunk. That's tough. I went to Roxboro High School. Like it's tough, man. But it's so sad because I go back to just the fundamentals and the foundation of it all, the core of the problems in my eyes. I look at POW. I played POW growing up.
Yeah,
so I already had an interaction with cops at 5 years old.
Right,
I knew who a cop was at five. So if once I became a black male, even though I was in Germantown on Germantown Avenue and I get pulled over for no apparent reason, I knew how to redirect that cop that wasn't from that neighborhood. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Before anything could escalate. Unfortunately, a lot of kids and a lot of young black males from the inner city, they're not fortunate enough to have power because power is not what it used to be anymore. So now we don't have these interactions with cops. So now the cops aren't getting the exposure to the kids in the inner city that they need in order to patrol the neighborhoods. So it's just a yin-yang effect that you can't blame police officers. I don't want to live without cops. Are you crazy? Who wants to live without cops?
No,
not me.
And you know, it sounds cliche about, well, a few bad apples, all that stuff. But we need, you know, that bridge. And I love this police commissioner. She is,
she's tough.
She's tough. And we need order. And we need to have, because there's people trying to take advantage of the protests, right? Like you saw, you know, people were trying to use that to try to, you know, steal and whatever. But beyond that, I mean, we have to, and I think it's such a difficult job because Tempers,
right,
and you know, they need to look out for each other as well. Like, if they see a guy that's doing wrong, somebody's got to need to step in. Like, what happened in Minneapolis is they sat and watched that dude. Get off his neck. Like, when a guy says he can't breathe, you got to get off his neck. It's a thankless job, man. It really is. I know a lot of cops in this city, and there are wonderful people that care. They're
exactly
from the city. Listen, if you're a cop, you ain't rich, right? Like, right? Like you're from a working class background.
Right.
So
right,
you know, of all people, we should all share that. That working
but you
class
look at
background.
It, it's unfortunate because you have some cops just like the NFL and even the NBA where these guys get these jobs and these careers and they automatically give you a class or a lesson or whatever, a training, and trying to flip that switch and disconnect from your regular life, from the regular people you grew up with, the people, you know what I mean? They try to get you to disconnect from that, and that is a problem.
Yes.
Because you cannot, just because you're an NBA player or an NFL player, you can't force these guys to say, yes, you should still stay away from the nonsense, but your regular life, you can't do it. But just to, before you let me go, just to the whole stealing part, I see a lot of businesses in the community, Germantown. I'm over in West Philly right now, where there's some spots got messed up, but there's some spots that not. And the reason why the spots that are not tampered with is because they were outside last night from their store while people were protesting. So for anyone who has a business, if you don't want your business to get tampered with, or you need to be out there with the people,
and say, hey, I'm with you, but this is mine.
Right.
And I promise you nothing will happen to you. But if you're in the house, out somewhere else, far away from your business, and just watching the news.
I saw 50 Second and Market, and I saw some of the things going on. Now, I hear you, brother. I do. Carl, listen, it was great talking to you, man, as always.
Thank you, know you that. Brother. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Hold it down, buddy.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it, Carl. Let's go to Joel. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Joel.
Anthony Chernis, how you doing?
How are you, brother?
You know, after watching everything yesterday, it's just, I guess you asked, like, how do you feel? I feel embarrassed, to be honest with you. And just embarrassed the way that everything took place yesterday. Like, for every good that was supposed to happen and, you know, the protest, which was fine, the people losing their minds and, like, the looting of the Foot Lockers and the Dicks and the Models, like, for what? Like, for what? Like, what is the purpose behind that?
Well, you have opportunists. That they're not a part of the protests. So that's just,
right. No, I agree. Like, that's separate from the protests.
Yeah.
The opportunists at a time like, you know, this, like, to go and do things like that, it's just so embarrassing for the city that to say that I've lived here for 45 years. Like,
it's not embarrassing.
I don't think I've ever been more embarrassed.
It's not unique to this city, all right?
No.
It's not. It's happened all around the country. You're going to have opportunists. No. I mean, but that should not take away from the real message, you know? The real message is that a unity. I know it's difficult. I have one of my dear, dear friends is Emilio from the Bruno Brothers, and his place got ransacked, all right?
Yeah.
Completely ransacked. And we got to keep in mind that you can't blur the line of opportunists and protesters and understand the big issue. You know, like, obviously, I think it's wrong and it's shameful to be an opportunist when this big issue is at hand.
Yeah, I agree. I do. But, you know, the purpose and the reason when they ask people, like, why they were doing it and what they're saying, this, the two just don't go together. And it's just, and it's like, when does it stop? Like, it started already again today. Like the looting and the right, like start, like when's it going to stop? Like for what's the purpose? Like, you know, you say you're honoring someone. Yeah, nothing shows honor than going and robbing places for a pair of sneakers. Like, come on, like where are we living? Like this just doesn't even seem like realistic.
Well, right. I mean, and that's what happens when there is a lawlessness. And thanks, Joel. That's what happens when there's a lawlessness. This whole thing explodes. Now, there's other reasons beyond just, I'm going to go get myself a pair of sneakers, right? There's all kinds of reasons. There's all kinds of reasons why the thing became a powder keg, right? So you have people that are cooped up because of the coronavirus. You have true economic despair. So you have a lot of factors in that make this thing a Molotov cocktail. And without a doubt, I mean, I'm sure if you ask legitimate protesters that they'll tell you there is no place for violence against cops and there is no place for looting and destruction of property. I agree. There's nothing worse than defacing our city with graffiti everywhere. It's ugly. It's ugly. We have our guy, CD Dan, who gets rid of graffiti. Right, Jonas?
Yeah, that's his job.
And there's a reason why it's unsightly. When you see it, it really puts you in a bad place. When you see buildings defaced. We don't live like that. We want to, you know, the good of yesterday, and there was a lot of good of yesterday, was the neighbors and everybody coming out helping to clean up Center City. That was the good of yesterday.
Yeah, and there's more of that today too, which is nice to see.
And again, it goes back to unity, listening, not digging your feet in the, digging your heels in the ground and just espousing. That's a part of it. A part of the unity thing is so important. So important. Victor in Southwest, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Victor.
Hey, what's going on, cuz? How you feeling, man?
How you doing, Vic?
I'm all right. So before I go on, cuz, I just ask you to actually hear me out. And for all the callers who are about to listen to me, I apologize if I may take long for your turn. Yesterday, I kind of lost my cool. And I lost my cool because I didn't see someone yesterday at the Penrose Plaza bragging about looting and stealing. So I checked him. Long story short, I proceeded to get in my car. He kept coming in my space. So I had to punch him, and I believe I broke his nose. And as I seen all the looting go on yesterday, it upset me because I'm like, all the markets and stores that's being broken into, that might have an effect on me because my 2-year-old has to eat as well.
Yeah.
But and I woke up this morning and I realized that I lost my cool. And if that person who I did that to yesterday listens to you, if you hear me, I apologize. And for all of those who, you know, are upset about the looting, I'm upset too, but just try to find forgiveness in your heart. You know, hatred hatred is not the answer. And for those who did loot, I forgive y'all. May God be with y'all. Hopefully, you know, y'all find God, and hopefully everybody comes together as one, you know, after this, you know, and just don't live with hatred in your heart. And I had to talk to you because I feel like you're the only one that I can actually vent to, and I appreciate you, Faye. I appreciate everything.
Listen, I feel you, man. I feel the remorse. And you did it out of, you know, champion a cause. You felt strongly. I understand. You were almost, you know, it was justice in a lot of ways and what you were trying to achieve. And I respect you, Vic. I mean, I know where Penrose Plaza is. I've been to Penrose Plaza. I know what you're talking about. I can hear in your voice, you know, the hurt. I mean, it is. I mean, we got kids. We got, you know, we're it's 2020, right, Vic? And you're like, come on, man. Our evolution has halted as a people.
Yeah. And I'm a calm, cool, collective guy. And I don't live with hatred in my heart. And yesterday I lost my cool, and I lost sight of myself and what I believe in.
Yeah.
So instead of saying, you know what you did was wrong, but, you know, may God bless you, and hopefully you all learn from this. And the call.
Well, that's a beautiful sentiment, man. A beautiful. You know what? I love the fact you called up, because maybe he is listening, and maybe he goes, you know what? You know, I forgive you, and I appreciate that, and I was wrong. I shouldn't have done that, because what it does, like what that did was, it colors the protests, right? No pun intended. It colors the protest and the real meaning. And people don't see through it, understand, you know, the true cause. Like, nobody should ever, when I, you know, I hear over and over again, African-American man, I feel hunted. Like, that is that's a horrible feeling. There should never be that in this society. Never. No one should feel that way. Whatever your race, creed, no one should ever feel hunted. That's reprehensible.
Yeah, man. I just hope everybody just find forgiveness, man, and just, you know, move on, and hopefully this actually made a change. And may God bless everybody, and, you know, take care of your families. Cuz and Chinas, y'all do the same. I love you guys for everything I got in my soul. So y'all,
love you, buddy. Love you too, brother. You watch yourself. All right, be safe, man.
Thanks, man.
All right, brother. You watch yourself. 610-632-0975. That's how you reach us. It's Cuz Radio with Chunis right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. 10:48 on a Monday morning, June 1st, 2020. And again, I'm going to keep talking about it because I want the memory fresh in your mind's eye. And I want you to feel and think about the times. I'm going to use sports as the launchpad of when you're with your Eagle fans or Sixer fans or Phillies fans or Flyers or whatever it is, and you were in a diverse group and you were hugging one another. And whether you are the African American hugging the Irish guy or the other or the white guy or the whoever it is, you felt that connection to him. Or whether you're the white guy hugging the black guy, you felt the connection to him. Or the Spanish guy hugging the Asian guy, you felt the connection to him because you didn't see any of that stuff. You didn't see it. You saw again what you saw. Was Eagle Green. That's it. You went, yeah, you and Eagle, we were together, man. Eagle Green. It's the only thing you saw. And then you talk, oh, man, it's great. What's up, brother? That's why I love to use that. We talk about salutations all the time. You know, in a happier time, we do our salutations. I always gravitated toward the familial ones. Hence, cuz, right? Brother. Because it connotes something special between human beings. That's what it is. You want to be connected to others. I'll tell you, quite frankly, I don't want to say failed writer, but, you know, I want to write novels and screenplays. Always, my whole life. And I stumbled onto this because newspapers were going out of business and believe it or not, this felt more stable and this was a better opportunity for my family. And I love talking sports. But you know what I love more? I love the best gift of this job. And again, if I had everything equal and I had, financial freedom, I would write. I would create and write stories. And it didn't matter if they didn't sell or I couldn't get it published or the many of the pitfalls that I've had. What I love about this job, even more than talking about sports, and I love sports, is connecting with you guys, our listeners, our neighbors in Philadelphia. I love that part of it. I do. I love, it's why I hate to argue with people and debate them to the point where there's like that ill will. I've been doing it 20 years. I'm not one that likes to fight. Like that, listen, you know, like anybody else, I'm a man, right? You push me, we're going to do a little swing. But I don't want to do that. Like, it's against my nature. My nature is more that I want to hug somebody instead of punch them. I like people. I'm innately curious
of their culture and background and their own lives and their own stories. See, I'm really a natural storyteller, right? So I'm always, when I meet people, I kind of am curious at, well, what's that person about? So I genuinely like people in the company of people. I'm comfortable with people. I love to sit and talk and, you know, connect. Connecting is a great gift. It's a gift of God. Divisiveness is the complete opposite. And part of what's going on and what has going on in this country is just that. Political divide. Societal divide. Economic divide. And you don't think Russia, China, you don't think the enemies of this country are trying to propagate that? Of course they are. All that, those fake websites and, you know, those hate websites, that's all part of the aim to divide this country. And that goes against our own instincts. Our instincts as people is to connect with one another. Our instincts is to be a part of a team. Right? Isn't it much more rewarding to be part of a team? I love being part of a team. I tell you, there's nothing like sharing success with other people. That's why I love team games. That's why I love team sports, right? That whole idea of team, of connecting with other people and sharing success. That's all just a form of connection. It's the height of connectivity among human beings. I mean, Judas, don't you love celebrating with your, I don't care if it's in your neighborhood pickup, right? You're playing pickup basketball and you win. You win a game or you're competing with, whatever it is. Doesn't matter whether it's the Eagles or whether it's Sandlot baseball. Don't you love to connect?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you get to celebrate with others instead of just giving yourself a high five. Right. Yeah, it's great to come together, and especially in moments of joy.
You understand that, right?
Yes. Like
the idea that shows you something. It's inside of us to be together. It's natural for us to want to connect with one another and not suppress. It's only when the ills of the world get involved, or whether it's greed or some one of the seven deadly sins that get involved, that propel us to do harm to others. Anyway, Lino, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Lino.
Hey, good morning, brother. How are you, man?
Good, brother. How you doing, all right?
I'm not doing well, and I'm not. And I just ask that, you know, you let me finish what I'm saying before you redirect. Because you're right, there's a huge disconnect. And the disconnect is, if you've never experienced liberty, okay, then if you've never had the luxury of liberty, then you don't know what the struggle is. You have no idea. I listened to the call of Carl. It's an embarrassment. This is not about good cops versus bad cops. This is about the justice system that has failed Black America. This is about a president, an openly bigoted president, that quotes bigoted comments from other bigots. And it's charged. And for me to walk down the street as a Black American, I've been alive on this earth for 41 years. I've never experienced liberty. I drive down the street, I get pulled over because I have a nice car. And the fact that people could complain and be upset, I don't agree with stealing. That's not righteous. But I understand the anger. Nobody is angry that Black Wall Street was burned down, not for a day, not for 2 days, for a week. Public lynching, shootings. Nobody is complaining about that. Nobody is complaining about the divide in this country between Black America and everyone else. We're so far behind the eight ball, Anthony. It's ridiculous for anybody to call that called after call said he didn't know where he was. I don't know where I am. I'm 41 years old, and I don't know where I am. Every day I wake up, I feel like I'm in Beirut. It's a war zone because I can't do the mundane things that other people take for granted. I can't drive down the street because I feel like I have a nice car. I might get pulled over. I might be another George Floyd. I can't go for a run because I might get shot like Ahmaud Arbery. I can't even walk into an empty home that is being developed because I'll be fought to steal because of the color of my skin. Do you realize the reason? And I understand when you say, you know,
I have not walked in your shoes. I can only listen to you and have empathy. I have empathy. For you.
I know you do, Ant.
I don't want, it's not right that anyone should feel the way you feel. It's not fair that you feel this way.
Let me say this, Ant, and then I'm going to let you go.
Yeah.
The reason, I'm going to give you this, and I want you to understand what I mean. The reason why when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, there was no coloration. There was no black, white. There was no Italian black. There was no Irish, Iranian. There was none of that. Do you know why? Because for over 50 years, the Eagle community had suffered from non-liberation. For that one moment, we finally achieved freedom. That freedom was in the form of a Lombardi trophy.
Yeah.
So there wasn't anything else. So for a person to call up and say, I don't know where I'm at. I don't know where I'm at. And yeah. I've been on Earth for 40 years. So he can't tell me how to feel. He can't see. I shouldn't feel like this. I should. Because I wake up every day and feel hunted. I don't just feel it. I am. We look on news and it's like murder porn. Yeah. Every person that looks like me is gunned down. So it's not that, oh, well, you know, you have some good cops and then you have some bad cops. It's the whole justice system. That's really the problem. System from top down needs to be destroyed and rebuilt.
Yeah, and another huge piece of it, you know, was the redlining that occurred, you know, back in the 30s and 40s.
Anthony, I don't even have time to talk about all the injustices. Yeah. But what I'm trying to say is, if you don't understand the struggle, not you personally, and no, not you, not, this is not directed at you, but I listen to the comments, I go on social media, and I see people saying, well, this is a shame. It's not a shame. This is called anger. This is called resentment. This is called, I'm going to do whatever the hell I feel like doing because I'm angry. I wake up in a hell zone, and I don't know what to do. I just don't know what to do. There's nobody I can go. I can't call the police because they'll kill me. I can't go to my congressperson because they hate me. I can't even go to my president because he's charging words, causing people to revert back to. Oh my God! If you don't know, you have no place to talk.
Lino, I can only wish you my prayers and my hand to hug you and shake your hand.
That's I love you too, man. I do.
You know, Lino, God bless you, man. Hang in there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.